Okay. The last couple of days we've been talking about Chodesh Elul and in Yanei Tshuva. So I was once by Rav Asher Weiss's house in Chodesh Elul, and he told me a very interesting Rambam, which is found in the Pirush HaMishnayos to Maseches Parah. So at the time, I was 18 years old. I didn't even know what the Pirush HaMishnayos actually was, and I certainly didn't know that there was a Pirush HaMishnayos on Parah. So he showed this to me. The whole thing was a Chiddush. The Rambam writes, Hine, Ein Hevdel Ben Ish Shelo Nitma Me'olam B'meis. There is no difference. The Rambam is talking about somebody who's Tamei B'tumas Meis. So he says there's no difference between somebody that never became Tamei B'tumas Meis, Ubein Ish Asher Nitma Kol Yama V'achar Kach Tavel V'hiza Alav Gimel V'zayin. There's no distinction, says the Rambam, between somebody who was careful never to become Tamei Meis, than somebody else who became Tamei Meis and now went through the Tahara process. Ella, says the Rambam, you know what the difference is? Shazeh asher huza alav, this person who went through the Tahara process, who went to the mikveh, who had Hazah, Shlishi, and Shvi with the Mei Parah Aduma, Yosar Gadol HaMadrega B'Tahara. He happens to be more Tahar than the person that never became Tamei at all. Why? Lefisha HaPasik Far Shafat Alav Shehutar. Because the Pasik says about him, if you go through this process, you become Tahar. So because the Pasik stamps you with a stamp that says Tahar, you are now, says the Rambam, more Tahar than the person that was careful their whole life never to become Tamei in the first place. This is the interesting line of the Rambam, and it seems to be a very big Chiddush, that we would assume that somebody who became Tamei and goes through the process of becoming now Tahar through the going to the mikvah and through the Hazah, Shlishi, and Shvi of the Mei Parah Aduma, we assume you now become more Tahar than somebody who never became Tamei in the first place. And now, he suggested to me that maybe we can understand, based on that Rambam, we can now understand the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara Brachos, Lamed Daled, has a very interesting question. Who is the most righteous? Who is the most pious, the most holy individual? Says the Gemara, Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan. Pay attention to the names. The first man that Amar speaking here is Rab Yochanan. Kol ha-Nevi'im lo nisnabu ele le-bali tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim, when the Nevi'im say that one day you're going to get schar and life is going to be amazing in the afterlife, the Nevi'im are only talking about normal people who are bali tshuva. All of us are considered bali tshuva because we do averus and we do tshuva for the averus. However, Tzadikim Gemurim, when we're talking about somebody who never did an Aveir in his life, it's Tzadik Gamer, the Gemara says, Ayin lo rosa alokim lezulasecha. The Nevi'im were not even able to describe the experience that the Tzadik Gamer is going to have in the afterlife, because that's something that's so beyond any description we can possibly give of any pleasure in this world. Upligid Rabbi Abo, says Rabbi Abo, I don't agree with you, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abo says, B'makam shabale tshuva omdim, Tzadikim Gemurim enam omdim. Rabbi Abo says, you're wrong. Why? Because somebody who did an Aveira and now becomes a Baal Tshuva is even more Tahar, is even more Kaddish than somebody who never did an Aveira as well. We find Rashi writes in Sefer Bereishis, by Rivka Bas Basual Ha'arami, Mipadan Haram. So Rashi writes over there, Lahagid Shivcha. Why does the Pasuk go and say, oh, by the way, I want you to know that Rivka was the sister of Lavan, she was the daughter of Basuel, and she grew up in this terrible family. It's embarrassing for her that we should speak about her family like this, that we should mention all these gangsters, all these ganavim, all these terrible people, these rishayim. Says Rashi, no, the reason why the Torah points it out is the Hagid Shivcha Shahaisa Bas Rasha Vachos Rasha. Umakoma Anshe Rasha. She was raised in a house where everybody was rishayim. She was raised in a community where everybody around her was doing terrible things, decadent acts, and still, Velo Limda Mimaseim. We're coming to tell you the greatness of Rivka to show, look, she grew up in a house like this, and look how much she grew, look how amazing she became. One of the Mefarshim, I think I saw it once in the Chedushi Harim, has a Sefer on Chumash, so I think he points out that if you look in the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara says there's a difference where we sprinkle the blood of a behema that was brought as a carbon chatas, and where you sprinkle the blood of a behema that's brought as a carbon ola. So the Gemara says that when you have a carbon chatas, you bring the blood on the lemala, on the top half of the mizbeach. When you have a carbon ola, you bring it on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Explains the Chiddush HaRim, you know why? Because somebody who goes through the tshuva process, somebody who now is bringing a carbon chatas because they recognize the fact that they made a mistake and now they're willing to rectify what they've done and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they belong at the top of the Mizbeach because they are closer. Yes, it's always nice for people to bring karbanos. Karbanos, it's a very nice thing to do, to bring a gift to God, to try to become close. But if you're doing it because you've recognized the mistake that you've made and now you're willing to become closer and try to make good for everything you've done wrong, says the Chiddush HaRim, that's why we bring that blood on the top of the Mizbeach, because that's more chashuv, that's more holy than anything else that we can imagine. The Ksav Sofer writes a beautiful story when he speaks about the Gemara in Menachos tells us that Rabbi Kiva was Dorish Halachas al Kol Kotz VeKotz. On every single little tag on the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Kiva used to sit in Darshan Halachas and make new limudim from every little every little nuance of the Torah. So why was that? And he says, in fact, the Gemara says in Sota, on the last daf in Sota, also Mishameis Rebbe Kiva, when Rebbe Kiva passed away from the world, Batul Kavadat Torah. There was nobody who had such a Kavadat Torah like Rebbe Kiva, because Rebbe Kiva showed that there was significance, that there was meaning in every, like you said, in every nuance of the Torah, every little dot, every nick in the Torah. We assume that a halacha can be learned out of there. Explains the Ksav Sefer, why was it Rebbe Kiva? There were no other Halakha Tanoim who understood that you could learn halachas from every tag in the Torah. Why do you need Rebbe Kiva to come along and teach us this? Explains the Ksav Sefer, you know why? Because we know Chazal tell us Rebbe Kiva, until he was 40 years old, was not a religious man. Rebbe Kiva was not someone who loved to learn. Rebbe Kiva was somebody who later on in life came to this love for learning. And he says if a person sometimes goes through the experience in the negative and now comes around to recognize what they've done wrong and understands the mistakes that they've made, they come to have a greater love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes than those of us who were born into it in the first place. And therefore, he says, Rebbe Kiva, who now came at 40 years old and had such a passion, who came and understood how much he wanted to come close to the Torah, he said, you know what? I'm going to show you, Tanaim, that not only can you learn from every word in the Torah, I'm going to show you how beloved the Torah is. We can even learn something from what you never thought you can learn. This is why Rebbe Kiva was, once he passed away, Batul Kavadat Torah, because Rebbe Kiva gave forth this element, this perspective of a person who was never having a beautiful experience with the Torah, and who now was able to have this outside perspective and grow from the perspective, from the mistakes that he made, he grew to become something greater. Tosis writes, in explaining the Gemara says, Kashim gerim liYisrael kisapachas. We don't like to accept gerim, and they're like, to the Jewish people, they're like a sapachas. It's like a terrible disease to have gerim in the Jewish people. How can you say such a thing? Tosis asks, what do you mean? We don't like to have gerim, but haftim asa gerim. We love to accept gerim. We love to bring them into the community, to show them how much we love them, to embrace them, to do everything we can to make them comfortable. So how can you say that the gerim to the Jewish people are considered like a disease? What does that mean? Explains Tosas, no, what it means is, because sometimes a ger appreciates the religion more than somebody who was born Jewish. A ger sometimes has a greater appreciation for the laws of the Torah, has a greater enthusiasm to keep to every detail of the halacha, more so than the regular person who was born into the Jewish people from birth. And therefore he says, Kashim gerim liYisrael kisavachas, because God is going to look at us and say, hey, he's appreciating my laws, he's keeping the Torah more so than you, how can that be? And therefore he says, that's why it's like a disease, it's like a terrible thing for us, because now there's going to be a kitrug. How come we're not as enthusiastic, how come we're not as excited as we should be? I think Rav Soloveitchik, if I'm not mistaken, writes in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, which is a whole beautiful Sefer, if anyone has time to read it, it's a beautiful Sefer all about different aspects of Tshuva. So there I believe Rav Soloveitchik writes, somewhere close to the beginning of the Sefer, I think. So he writes in the Sefer there that, what does it mean when the Gemara says in Yuma, that somebody who does Tshuva, may ahava, Zedonos nasan lo kischuyos. All the mistakes that he made, God counts it as if he's done mitzvahs. What do you mean? How can that be? What is it, magic? All of a sudden you do tshuva and God considers it like every aver you've ever done, it's as if you've done a mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. Explain of Soloveitchik, no, because if you go through an authentic tshuva process and you grow from those experiences that you had, from those negative experiences, then nasan lo kischuyos, because you're now going to propel yourself to do even better. You're going to work even harder to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, it's not like a magic trick that, oh, Zedonos nasan lo kischuyos because he did tshuva. No, it makes a lot of sense. Just like Rebbe Kiva, who came from the negative experience that he had, was able to propel himself further than any Tana was able to accomplish in Limud HaTorah, so to explain to Soloveitchik, that's what it means. Zedonos nasan lo kischuyos, because a person who goes through this experience of making mistakes will now come to a greater appreciation. Makam shebali tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yichalim lamud. There are certain things that about tshuva can accomplish that the rest of a tzadik gemur is not able to appreciate, is not able to understand. Now the problem with all this is that Rashi quotes on the pasuk, there's a gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalid, quoting on the pasuk, Vayeter Yitzchak la Hashem lenochach ishto ki akarahi. Yitzchak and Rivka, as we know, did not have children. So they go one day to Davin, and Hashem says, I'm going to answer Yitzchak's tefillos and not Rivka. Why, says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yevamos? Because, Ein adoma tefillos tzadik ben tzadik, the tefillos tzadik ben Rasha. We know that the tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is greater than the tefillah of a tzadik ben Rasha. Why? It doesn't make any sense. If we assume a Baal Tshuva is even greater than somebody who's born into it, if we know that a tzadik ben Rasha had to work harder, like Rashi says, why do we say all the lineage, all the family of Rivka is because we want to show the Haggad Shivcha, we want to show how great Rivka is, that she was able to overcome all the obstacles in her own home, surrounded by Rishayim. So then why should it be that we listen to the tefillah of Yitzchak? Rivka is even greater than Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born into it, it was given to him. Obviously he's going to be a tzaddik. But why should we listen to him over Rivka? That's the kasha that some ask. If we know that, b'makom shebali tshuva omdim, Ein tzadikim gemorim yichalom nabun ba. Now that gemara is a very important gemara. The Rush has when we come to Yom Naraim. So there's a lot of discussion about how to choose a chazan. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. The Tshuvas Harash has a discussion that a community sent him a shayla. Should we choose somebody who's a miyuchas, or should we choose somebody who's a big tzaddik on his own? So you can either be like me. So I'm a miyuchas, but what am I on my own? Nothing. So you can either choose me because my father's a tzaddik, or you can go choose somebody who worked hard his whole life and became a tzaddik on his own, somebody from a family that nobody ever heard of, but we all know that he's a tzaddik of the town. So which one should we choose? This is the shayla that they asked the Rush. Who's better? On the one hand, the Gemara says, Tzaddik ben Tzaddik is the best mila in the world. Yitzchak was listened to over Rivka, even though they were both tzaddikim. On the other hand, we know that a Baal Tshuva, Makom Shebali Tshuva Omdim, is even greater than a Tzaddik Gomer. So this is the question that was posed to the Rush. There was a very interesting story that's quoted in the Tshuvas Marsham. Other Achronim have it also, a very fascinating story that there was a town in Europe, I don't know where it is, in Poland, Lita, I don't know, Zlachev. Anyone know what that was? Whatever. So the story was that there was a chola sheyesh bo sakana. There was a chola who was very, very ill, about to die on Shabbos, and the chola requested that they write a letter on Shabbos, a kvittel, and send it to the other town. The Sar Shalom of Bells happened to be in the next town. So this chola said, the same way you're allowed to administer medication, I want you to go ahead and write a kvittel to the Rebbe, because for me, that's the medication. So it became a whole tumult in the town, and they went to the Rav, and they asked him, what should we do? So the Rav said, yes, you're allowed to have Amir La'akum, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to write the kvittel, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to go chutz l'tchum, to travel on Shabbos, and bring it to the Sar Shalom, who was then in the city of Brud. He was visiting in the city next door, and they decided that's what they were going to do. Rav Shlomo Kluger, who was the Rav in the city of Brud, in the next door town, went so crazy about the story that they're Mechal Shabbos, how dare you do Amir La'akum to do this? How you allowed to send the kvittel to the Sar Shalom of Bells? And he went ahead and he said, this Rav who made that psak in Zlachev is not allowed to paskin a shayla for the rest of his life. That's what Shlomo Kluger wrote about him. Because what right did he have to be mezalza? What do you think? Just by writing a kvittel to the Sar Shalom, that's going to work? So what was the rationale? This is something we find. The Chidah talks about it. He says that Rabbeinu Peretz wrote a kvittel once on Shabbos. Wild stories that they have in the Rishonim and Acharonim about this. So where does this come from? Where it comes from is because we know Ein Adam Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik. The Tfila of a Tzadik is something that we take very seriously. So how do we put that into perspective? When we know on the one hand that a Tzadik is someone who's very special, on the other hand, the Gemara says that a Baal Tshuva is even better. So why do we send Kvitlach to the Rebbe? Why do we go ahead and ask the Rebbe for all sorts of brachas and all sorts of skulas and all wonderful things? Why do we do that if we know that a Baal Tshuva is even greater than a Tzadik Gomer? So this is the problem. Al Kopanim, what we know is the Rambam paskins based on that Gemara in Brachos, which one is better? Again, the Gemara has a machlokas. Is it Tzaddik greater or is it Baal Tshuva greater? Says the Rambam, we paskin like Rabbi Abahu, that a Baal Tshuva is even greater than a Tzaddik Gomer. All the Mefarshim ask the question, what do you mean? So let's first read the Rambam. Rambam has an Ilchus Tshuva. Al Yudama Adam Baal Tshuva Shumaruchak Mimalas Tzaddikim Mipnei Havonos Vachatos She'asa. Don't conjure up in your mind an image like, oh, because I did Averis, now I'm very far, I'm very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. Ein HaDavar Kein, says the Rambam. Ela Ohuv V'Nechmanhu, you are beloved, you are admired, you are respected. Lifnei HaBorei Ki'ilu Lo Chatamei Olam. You who have done Averis and now have done Tshuva are even greater. V'lo Ed Ela Shaschara Harbi Shahrei Tom Tamachet. You had an inclination to do something wrong. You were right there, you were about to do it. The Kavashas Yitzro, and you overcame the terrible desire that you had to do something wrong. Says the Rambam, Amr Chachamim, Makum Shebali Tshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Micholam Labodba. So they say the question from the Rugged Shavargon. They say, what do you mean? If we know the halacha is, whenever you have a machlokas in Shas, and Rabbi Yochanan is one of the Amoraim, who argues about a certain issue, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against his fellow counterpart. So why is it over here? We have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abahu, and we know that halacha is always supposed to be like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara Brachas is the one who says that, who's greater? Tzaddik Gomer. So why is the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Abo that says that the Baal Tshuva is greater, if in fact, we always know that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says over here that a Tzaddik Gomer is greater, not a Baal Tshuva. So how do you explain the Rambam? So the Ragged Shavar in his brilliance answered like this. He says, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Naf Mem Tes, if a person says, Harei Amukudeshus Li, so somebody's Mekadosh an Isha, somebody's Mekadosh a woman, he can make all sorts of provisions, all sorts of strange provisions that he wants. He only wants the Kiddushin to be Chal, if X, Y, and Z. So says the Gemara, what's the halach of I say to a woman, Harei Mekudeshus Li, Amanas, Shani Tzadik Gomer. I only want you to be my wife if you hold that I'm a Tzadik Gomer. V'nimtza, and says the Gemara, turns out you're a bum. You're Nimtza Rasha Gomer. Says the Gemara, turns out you're a lowlife. So what do we do? Says the woman Mekudeshus, what would he say? Of course not. Why? Because if I made a provision that the only way I'm being Mekadosh you is on the Tanai that I'm a Tzadik Gomer, well, it turns out you're a Rosh Gomer. So obviously the Kedushin is not Chal. Says the Gemara, no. Mikudeshes, the woman is now going to be married to me. Why is she married to me? Says the Gemara, Shema, hear her, Tshuva Beliba. Oh, because maybe at the time when I went ahead and I was Mekadish the woman and I said, the only way this is going to work is if I'm a Tzadik Gomer. Well, maybe at that moment I was Mahar her Tshuva Beliba. Maybe at that moment I had an epiphany and I decided I want to do Tshuva. And now, therefore, my Kiddushin is going to be Chal. Tremendous Chiddush. Second, the Ragat Shavar, what do you see from that Gemara? What you see is if a person is Mahar her Tshuva Belibo, the Gemara calls him a Tzadik Gomer. He said, Hare at Mekudeshes li amanasha ni Tzadik Gomer. So, says the Gemara, when do you consider a Tzadik Gomer? Tzadik Gomer is not somebody who never did an Aver in his life. Tzadik Gomer, says the Gemara, is somebody who's Hir her Tshuva Belibo, who made mistakes, who turns out he was a low life, but now he does tshuva and he comes back to himself and now he's a tzadik gomer. Says the Ragat Shavar, what the Rambam learned from that Gemara is that the definition of a tzadik gomer, the highest madrega you can ever reach, is if you made mistakes, if you go and you do things wrong, and now you're mahar tshuva belivo, that will bring you back to where you started. It will bring you back to be on the highest madrega of becoming a tzadik gomer. This says the Ragat Shavar, a brilliant answer. This explained the Ragat Shavar is the way we get out of this kasha. Why does the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Abohu against Rabbi Yochanan? Why does the Rambam say that b'makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurah michalim lamud ba? What do you mean? Explains the Ragat Shavar because the Rambam held that we see from this Gemara in Kiddushin that in fact the highest madrega of a tzadik gomer is going to be when you're mahara tshuva beliba. Rabbi Asher Weiss once pointed out to me, if you look in the Gemara, you can look later. The problem is, it's a nice answer. The Gemara doesn't say Tzadik Gomer. The Gemara just says Tzadik. So we all know the Gemara, Harei HaMekudeshes Li Amanasha Ani Tzadik Gomer. That's a misnomer. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Harei HaMekudeshes Li Amanasha Ani Tzadik. So once you say that, so the whole Ragat Shavar's terror falls away. Because the Ragat Shavar was understanding that because the Gemara calls you a Tzadik Gomer, it must be somebody who does tshuva is the highest madrega of Tzadik. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara just calls you a Tzadik. Never happened. L'hayad Dvar Meyolo. So that's a major problem. What? Right. Is that where he quotes it? I don't know. So this is a major ha'ara. How can the whole Ragat Shavar's Torah is based on the fact that there's a mistake? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says tzaddik, just stam tzaddik, doesn't say tzaddik gomer. And another, there's another very interesting point which is made by the Kli Chemda. What? No, but the whole way that the Ragat Shavar was learning from the Gemara is because the Gemara calls him a Tzadik Gomer, so it must be somebody who does tshuva is higher than a regular Tzadik. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says Tzadik. So now the whole shtickle Torah is off. So that's a problem. I mean, there's another problem over here, and that is that, you have people who are Pasala Edus, right? You have somebody who did an Avera, so he's Pasala Edus. He's not allowed to give testimony in a Bezdin. So why don't you say, oh, the same way the Gemara says, Shema here at Tshuva Belibo, Harei HaMekudesh Asli Amanash Ani Tzadik. So all of a sudden, maybe I did Tshuva, so the Kli Chemda writes, maybe you should say also, when you have a Pasala Eid comes into Bezdin and he gives testimony, why do we throw him out? Why don't we say, maybe at the time that he gave testimony, even though he was a low life, he was a bum his whole life, maybe now he did Tshuva. The same way over here, we assume, right before he does the Kiddushin, he did Tshuva, so maybe over there, right before he gives his Eidus, he also did Tshuva. That's the Kasha that the Kli Chemda asked. And he writes that that he asked this kasha to the Kutzker. Does that make sense? Or he heard it from the Kutzker? I don't think they lived at the same time. Right? I think the Kutzker was way before. So I think he writes that he heard from the Kutzker. The answer is like this. That Gemara of Shema Hira Tshuva Belibo is only a specific halacha that's talking about a chassan. Why? Because we know the Yerushalmi says that a chassan mochen la'avanosav. A chassan gets a mechilas avanos on the day of his wedding. So that's why the Gemara writes over there, Shema Hira Tshuva Belibo, because as long as a chassan has tshuva in his heart, so right away he gets a mechilas avonos, but it doesn't work for anybody else. And this is a very interesting story, not really the pshat. I mean, the Kutzker is a nice drush, but it's probably not the halacha. It's a good kasha. Why do we assume only by the chassan?
Because it's an onesh.
What's an onesh?
He was a low life. He was a wise guy, and he got an onesh. He had
Okay. Lamaisa, the Rambam paskins that makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemur michalim lababa. That's the halacha lamaisa. We assume that about tshuva is on a higher madrega than a tzadik gomer. And this is also what we say in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. We read asher nasi yechata, which means when you have a leader, when you have a Jewish leader who makes a mistake. So the Gemara in Horius learns from there. Asher doesn't mean when it happens. Asher means ashrei. Praises a generation, says the Gemara, where the leader makes a mistake. So the obvious question is, what do you mean? Praises a generation where the leader makes a mistake? Praise this generation where the leader doesn't make mistakes, where the leader knows what he's doing, and he's not going to fall into make a mistake and fall to pressure of the community. So what does the Gemara mean? Ashrei Hador, where the leader makes a mistake, what is that Gemara supposed to mean? So my father once told me the pshat is that, yes, the best would be if a leader wouldn't make a mistake, but you know what's even better than that? When a leader makes a mistake and he recognizes that he made a mistake, and he's willing to learn from that mistake and to make the generation even better than he thought he had them running in the first place. So that's what he means. Asher Nasi Yechata, says the Gemara, Ashrei Hador, that the Nasi will make a mistake, doesn't stop mean you have a Nasi who's an Avarian who makes mistakes all the time. What it means is, when you have an Avarian who's mature enough to understand, who's wise enough to understand, then we can learn from our mistakes, and we can make something special out of a mistake that may have been made, and now to propel the generation even further, like the Ksav Sofer said, that's what the greatness of Rabbi Kiva, because he came at 40 years old, he was not experienced with Talmud Torah, and later on, he became something even greater than all the peers, all of his Tanoim, who he was studying Torah with at the time. So maybe we'll continue with this theme a little bit more tomorrow.